Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 74. He chose the weak. I want you to hear this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Let that settle. God chose. He didn't make do with what was left over, didn't tolerate the overlooked. He chose them, deliberately, on purpose, from what the world had already passed by. The world has a system. It drafts the impressive. It scans credentials, track records, achievements, and when you don't have those things to show, when you walk in without the resume the room expects, the world tells you to wait outside. But Paul is writing to the Corinthians, a community full of ordinary people, no titles, no standing, no power, and he says, look at who God chose. Look at the pattern he has always used, because this pattern is old. A shepherd boy, the youngest of his brothers, anointed king over Israel, a handful of fishermen with no formal training, called to turn the world upside down, and the Son of God himself arriving not in a palace, but in a manger in Bethlehem, in the middle of the night, where no one important was watching. That is God's way, to plant seeds where no one is looking, to bring forth fruit in ground the world has written off entirely. And why? Why does God work like this? Because when victory comes through someone who had no business winning, when a life is transformed, when the impossible happens, there is no way to credit the person. Only one explanation remains. And that is precisely what God intends, that the glory would be unmistakably, undeniably His. Not out of pride, but because He is the only source that never runs dry. And when that becomes clear, people don't find the method. They find the person, the living God. Now I want to speak to you directly. That thing you carry as your greatest liability, the limitation, the weakness, the chapter of your story you keep hidden. That may be the very door God has been waiting to walk through. Not in spite of your weakness, through it. Because when weak people stand firm, when ordinary lives bear extraordinary fruit, the world stops and asks, how? And the answer is God, only God, and that is the most powerful proof there is, not an argument, but a life that has no other explanation. You qualify. For this kind of choosing, you qualify. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day pulls you in, stop. Think of a name, one person the world overlooks. Someone without a platform, someone no one sees. Pray for them by name. Ask God to move in that life. And then, honestly, bring your weakest area before Him, the one you'd rather hide, and say, Lord, use this. Use exactly this. That is not a performance of humility. That is a declaration of faith. I am available. And you are enough. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.